Hey.
DV, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We're here.
We are.
Another week.
Another week.
Another day, another dollar.
Another dollar.
Holla.
We got some good shit lined up today.
We do.
We got a special guest.
We do.
At the end of the show, we're going to be interviewing an ex-con.
Yes.
He went away for some time.
I am scared.
I'm not looking him in the eyes. You look down and you cross the street when you fucking see him.
I only look at his shoes.
Yeah. So I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
Who else we got in the building? We got Paul in the building.
What up?
Who else we got? We got, hey, Royce DeCapo, you in?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to get this shit going. Royce, give us a little something in the background and tickle my nipples. So something that's been kind of popular the last couple of episodes.
Yeah.
We got to do it for them.
Sure.
Brought to you by
our new sponsors.
Sponsors. Yep. You know who this episode is brought to you by?
Who?
This episode, Deep V,
mm-hmm.
is brought to you by
okay.
Paul Walker's Future.
Well, they are making Fast and Furious 7. So.
Watch out now.
And he's half in it.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of.
This episode mm-hmm. of Deep V
yep.
is brought to you by White Crayola Crayons.
Nobody
uses it. Why is it in there?
Yeah. What are you writing on?
I don't know.
Fuck off.
Black paper.
You know who else this episode was brought to you by?
What?
This episode, DV, was brought to you today
mm-hmm.
by Walmart Men's Shoe Selection.
Shucks.
Yeah.
I used to get all my shoes.
Faded there. Glory Chuck Taylors. You know who else this shit was brought by?
LeBron's hairline.
Yeah, I like that.
It's getting higher and higher. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah. He took his talents back to Cleveland, but left his hairline in Florida.
Correct.
Damn, I hate when that happens.
Me too.
Hairlines, am I right?
Am I right?
You know who else this was brought by?
What?
This was brought to you today by Lamar Odom's willpower. He has none. He smokes crack rock.
Give it a crack.
Right.
This episode,
mm-hmm.
DB, episode 3.
Yep.
Brought to you by
mm-hmm.
adult bubble baths.
Mm. Men?
Men, yeah.
Men adults?
Yeah. When's the last time you took a bath?
Let's see. I don't like bathing as is.
So, me neither.
So
as quick as possible.
Right.
Pools do not count.
Yeah. All right. Last time I took a bath, mm-hmm. I was 6.
See, I can't even remember that.
Teen. I don't even
days
fucking
ago.
Know. Right? Fair enough. Well, let's move it on. What are we drinking today?
Ciroc. Yes.
I love Ciroc.
P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
P. Diddy. That motherfucker has so many damn teeth.
So many teeth?
Yes. Have you seen? He looks like a dolphin. I feel like he made half of his fortune
okay.
off of his baby teeth.
His teeth?
Yes.
So you're saying his baby teeth stayed uh-huh. and his adult teeth grew on the outside?
No. I'm saying with the fairy, the tooth fairy.
Yes.
When you lose a tooth.
Correct.
Tooth fairy comes.
Yeah.
He has more teeth than the average person.
Okay.
He made so much money.
So you're saying he's a shark?
Right.
3 layers of teeth.
Boom. It is probably, though, seriously, I like Ciroc. It's his brand. Probably one of my favorite liquors.
It is my favorite liquor, I think. Yeah.
It gets me to exactly where I need to be, like, where I can have aggressive sex, but, like, she's not going to call the cops when I'm done, you know what I mean?
Sounded like rape again.
Yeah. Well, tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Right. You know what I mean, though? Like, it takes me right to the edge to where, like, she tells me to come inside her.
Uh-huh.
She gives me that green light.
Correct.
But then I don't, and I pull out and blow a load all in her belly button.
Okay.
Jacuzzi.
Making a little pool there, huh?
Right. Is that rude?
No.
I just feel like that's good aim, right?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's good aim.
What I'm saying is, sometimes I pretty much just kind of get in the mood and take it a little too far.
Okay.
Has that ever happened to you?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, me, especially when I'm drunk, like, when women tells you something stupid like, deeper. You ever had a chick tell you that?
Yes.
I want it deeper, which for starters is humanly impossible.
Right.
Just, let's get that out of the
correct.
Goddamn way.
Like, are you in yet?
Just so everybody knows, men don't, me specifically, I don't come with like a stowaway dick
right.
to attach in times of emergency. Mm-hmm. What I got is what I got.
Right.
So when you say deeper, all that really means to me is like, make funny faces and yell louder to give
right.
the appearance that
thrust
I found
harder.
Some magical dick in the back of my pocket.
Correct.
You know,
no gadget penis.
Right. But for realsies, though, this one time, I may have accidentally took it too far. I was following her instruction.
Okay.
She said deeper like 17 times.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I took it extremely personal. So I powered up, like Tony the Tiger right before he says great.
Right.
They're right. Okay. I got that shit going.
Sure.
And honestly, what I think happened was I may have, bent her fallopian tube or severed her asshole or something. Yeah, I don't
Okay.
I'm not sure which one I did.
Okay.
But, tomato, tomato. Right. But she did. I felt bad because she did come limping out of my house and I've never heard from her again. Right.
What hole did you put it in? You said pour the ass.
I'm not really sure what happened.
You just pushed down on the vagina?
Right. I feel bad. Not because of the whole sex thing and I hurt her, but she left her phone. So I feel terrible.
It's free phone.
Hey, you left your phone. You know,
come back.
I couldn't. Right? Oh, no. Don't leave your new galaxy. It was like it was that whole kind of thing.
What's your 4-digit passcode?
But anyways, what else we got? You know what else is coming up?
What?
We got the high school reunion.
Yep, that is true.
I cannot wait.
Are you excited?
Well, just because I like to see the popular, good-looking people from high school doing worse than I am in life.
Right.
It makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good, too. It
makes me feel like Zeus. It makes me feel like I will smite someone.
You feel like a god.
Yeah, I do.
I got it.
It makes me feel like I'll kick a motherfucker into a bottomless pit while screaming, "This is Sparta!"
Leonidas style.
Yeah.
I like it.
You like that?
Yep.
Anyone you excited to see?
No, not really.
Nobody?
I just want to see popular, good-looking people, fat and ugly.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I want to see that real
I get
bad.
A rise out of that, too. I just want to go just to piss on, the fruit punch and punch someone in the fucking face.
Okay.
I'm Rick James, bitch!
You got a thing for punch.
All right. Fuck your couch! That whole kind of thing.
I gotcha.
Just over-the-top ignorant. Like,
all right.
Dude, you do a podcast. Relax. You're not that cool.
No. I'm cool. A motherfucking podcast.
Yeah. Do you still talk to anyone from high school?
Not many.
Right. I don't talk to anyone either. Oh, you know what? There is one person that I do talk to from high school. You know
who
I talk to?
Who?
You.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm pretty sure I don't like you.
No, I hate you.
We accidentally run into each other in the studio every week or so.
Mm-hmm.
We record a show.
Right.
Begrudgingly.
Correct.
That whole kind of thing.
It's three words.
Yeah.
Hi.
High school. I'm so much smarter now than when I was then.
Me too.
I wish I could go back to... Matter of fact... If you could go back to an age and maintain your current wisdom,
okay.
How old are you going to?
13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a good little transitional age.
Right when you turn a teenager.
Yeah, right when you start playing with your thingy-thing. And...
I was doing a little bit before that.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. You were advanced.
I was a pro. Right.
Madden level.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Boobs.com.
I want to go back to when I was 18 years old.
Okay.
Freshman year of college.
Sure.
Here's why.
Why?
I feel like that was a prime age where, women had no morals.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Birth control was just plentiful.
Sure.
Just rivers were overflowing with birth control.
Right.
You know? And, STDs were just more of, an accessory to what you were wearing.
Sure.
Yeah, it was like, it's a nice-ass purse, and I like that STD, bitch.
What STD you wear today?
True or false, are you anywhere near where you thought you would be in life 10 years ago?
No.
No.
You?
Me neither. I don't know exactly where I thought I would be today 10 years ago, but I do know where I thought I wouldn't be.
Right. You expected to be better.
Right. I'm exactly where I thought I am never going to be right there.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Got a 2-bedroom apartment, a roommate.
Not bad.
A kid.
Here we go.
Empty fridge.
There we are.
$20 in my tank.
That's a lot of money.
Boost mobile phone.
There you go, baby.
And a tan shirt.
Oh.
But tan because it's Thursday.
Oh.
I've been wearing it since Monday.
Okay.
Used to be white.
Sure.
That
sure.
kind of thing. What else? Yeah, I did hear some interesting news over the week.
What'd you hear?
Did you hear the whole Kim Kardashian thing?
You're leaving the baby.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not, but
it's probably true.
Probably.
Her IQ is probably the same as the baby.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she looks like she'll forget a baby. I did hear she forgot her baby momentarily in the hotel in Paris. That doesn't make any fucking sense to me, because normal people lose purses,
right.
Phones.
Correct.
You know, what else do people forget? Anniversaries.
Keys.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But you know what Kardashians forget?
Babies.
Excuses! How do you forget a child? I feel like when the people asked her, what happened? She was like, remembering things is really hard.
It's identical.
That's what it sounds like.
You're really good, yeah. Is it weird I got a bummer?
The world is crazy.
It is.
You know what else I heard?
What?
In the same news feed, because I got all this off Facebook.
Right.
That's where I get all my news.
That's where it's all true.
Right. The 16-year-old boy.
Yes.
Had a threesome with 2 teachers.
That guy's awesome.
Right. Tipping my hat off to him.
Yep.
Let's drink to him right now.
Here we go. That guy's so fucking cool. Yeah. What did he say to the teachers to get this to happen? Because this was at a dance.
I think he said...
It was at homecoming.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, you guys want to touch my wiener?
Yeah.
At the same time?
He is the he's the most interesting man in the world.
He absolutely...
He drinks so much Dos Equis.
Yes. So much. How big are his clankers?
So big, because every bit of this story is amazing.
Yes.
It's a little bit of statutory rape involved, but a whole lot of awesome.
Statutory rape if it's the other way around.
Right, right.
It's nice.
Very nice. I like how much.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Little Borat, that's never going to get old.
Right. Oh, Borat, I remember seeing that movie. You know what else? Other movie I saw this recently.
What'd you say?
Gone Girl. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's good, like, if you watch it at home.
Right. It was good up until the ending.
Okay.
Because the ending was very much like your wife's sex life.
Mm.
How do I say this? It was very unsatisfying.
Sure.
You get what I'm getting at here? Other than that, it was great. But before the movie came on,
okay,
you know how there's previews and stuff.
Always previews.
Yeah, yeah. Another Johnny Depp movie where he's playing a human cartoon.
Okay.
Which is cool because, you know, he likes to be taken seriously, but he plays in roles like Edward Scissorhands.
Right.
Tonto.
Sure.
Willy Wonka.
Okay.
Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take this dude serious.
You know what? I think Tim Burton... He directed three of those.
Probably.
God damn it, Johnny
I feel
Depp.
Like if Nickelodeon contacted Johnny Depp about playing SpongeBob, he'd be like, go on.
Can I wear bandanas?
He's probably one of my least favorite celebrities.
I used to like him so much.
You did?
Yeah.
Mm.
What the fuck happened?
Poor decision.
I know.
A couple of my favorites, though.
Who?
Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yeah.
They're doing... They're going to compete on Naked and Afraid.
How do you compete on that show? I think it's like you live
or die.
You
try and survive, right?
Okay.
They're going to try and live naked and afraid.
All right.
That's a better way to put it. I
sure.
like that. That's incredible to me, though. They're going to be naked together for 21 days trying to survive.
Probably afraid, too.
In the wilderness, could you survive for that long? And if so?
No.
No?
No, I could not.
I mean, me personally, I'm not going to make it to the first commercial
right.
if I'm on 21 or naked and afraid for 21 days.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
zombie apocalypse right mm-hmm. now. How long you living?
I don't know, to the evening of that day.
That's about the same for me.
No, the only reason I know I'm not going to live very long is because I'm not a good man.
Okay.
Like, I can't man.
You can't man.
I don't man. You know, anything that has anything to do with man,
right.
ask a man. Don't ask me.
Okay. All right.
Let me tell you how non-man I am.
All right.
Do you know what tools I have in my house as we speak?
What tools?
And these are called tools because that's what I call them.
They're your tools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a ruler, a 12-inch ruler. A ruler. I also have a leveler.
Okay.
Some nails.
All right.
And a mini hammer. Ask me what I use these for.
Mini hammer.
A mini one.
All right.
Ask me what it's all used for.
What do you use it for?
Hanging curtains. But in all seriousness, though, the curtains couldn't look more good.
Right. Well, I mean, like, 12-inch ruler.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
They're so straight.
They're so straight.
If I had to go on Naked and Afraid, though, I wouldn't last very long, but I would try and pick a partner to ensure my long lasting.
Okay.
You know who I'm picking?
Who?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You're taking The Rock, huh?
He can protect me.
You know who I'm taking?
Who?
Bear Grylls.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm also... Yeah, I see what you're doing there.
He gave himself an enema.
Yeah, I'm going to go with The Rock, though, just because not only can he protect me...
Right.
But he looks like a pretty warm dude on a cold night.
He does.
You know what I mean?
You want to Star Wars him.
Absolutely. I mean, my first choice, clearly, is a blanket. But a close second is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's a stronger blanket.
Yeah. Speaking of Naked and Afraid, though.
Yep.
If you were stranded on an island...
Okay.
...and could take three things... What are you taking and why?
Okay. I'm going to win this game.
Okay.
So I'm going to go first and I'm going to make mine quick.
Go.
You're going to give me just terrible answers. I know it.
Okay.
I'm taking a solar power generator.
Uh-huh.
100 gallons of water.
Uh-huh.
And a satellite phone. I'm gone by the end of the day.
I like that.
I win.
My
much all you need. Right?
All right. Well, fuck me. My answers.
I'm excited.
I want a TV.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, here we go. First thing I'm taking is a woman, but she comes like with her entire head and face duct taped like a rape victim. You know what I mean? Like where she talks like this, and all you can hear is.
There's a lot of rape going on here.
I don't want her there for her companionship.
Right.
I want her there for her bend over shit.
Okay.
You see what I did?
I gotcha.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you want the top end of a fish and the bottom? You want a reverse mermaid?
There we go.
Okay.
I'm liking that.
Yeah.
A reverse mermaid.
There you go.
Perfect. Because you know the second thing that I'm bringing is another roll of duct tape. But here's the thing, it has double use.
Right.
The main use of it is just in case the woman somehow gets the initial duct tape off of her head and face off.
To bite through.
I can now reapply more, but only this time I'm tying that bitch's hands.
Right.
And her feet.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
It's very rapey.
And it'll also help me build a shelter, but more for restraining a woman.
More for the rape thing.
Right. Finally, though,
yep.
I'm bringing a machete. Also has dual use.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm worried about this one with the last end.
Helps me hunt.
Okay.
Helps me build my shelter.
Correct.
And I'm going to keep it around just in case a bitch want to act up.
Right.
In case she finds another man on this stranded island, I'm cutting the bitch in half. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, are you going to give him the other half? Why wouldn't you just kill him?
Yeah, we'll go 50-50. Guess what half I'm getting? Bottom, baby.
You got the top of the fish.
It's hard for men and women to coexist, though.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, you're not meant for anyone, but you're going to end up with someone.
Correct. I feel like I'm doing all right, though.
Well, you think so?
Yeah.
I agree to disagree.
All right.
You're doing well.
I'm doing all right. Doing that.
I don't know what it is with women. I feel like women, like, love to be fucking miserable.
They do.
Or make you miserable.
They do also.
They'll do one or the other.
They do them both.
Yeah. Simultaneously.
Yeah.
So good at multitasking.
So good.
Making a man miserable, honestly, I think gives like a woman energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Red Bull from them. Women will stick around in a relationship just to hide your shoes from you in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And unplug your phone charger while you sleep so you think your phone is charging. And
just
you wake
to say,
up.
See.
Right.
See?
Right.
You see what you did?
The only thing that I think that gives a woman more joy than marriage is a man's death.
Yeah.
Look at all the couples breaking up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's so sad.
I mean, what the fuck did he expect, though? I mean, Mariah
she's
Carey's.
So old and
Mariah
ugly.
Carey. Right, she's fucking 50.
Is that what she is?
Yes, Mary Magdalene is her first cousin. Like, them bitches go back.
You remember when you caught the blood? First cousin?
I mean, it was for the best because honestly, if she didn't leave him, at some point, she was gonna die.
Well, he gets a lot of money then.
You think so?
Yeah, he's got a lot of money. He does have a lot of money.
He does. He's doing all right.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fuck that dude. Let's move on. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
They both.
I mean, they haven't recently broke up, but they did break up though.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like when you're 5'5" and your wife is 5'9", and you know what I mean, she wears bigger shoes than you. It's not gonna work.
His neck kinks when they kiss. Yeah.
Chances are that shit's not.
He lifts his leg up when they kiss.
Right. Who else famous? Let me think. Oh, Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian.
They're about the same size.
They broke up.
Yeah.
They're about the same size, yeah. That's a huge bitch.
Yeah.
People say love conquers all.
Yeah.
To people who say that, Lamar Odom says, smoke crack rock. Bitch. Oh, Jesus Christ, that dude, right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Lamar, am I right?
Well, because love isn't much different than crack rock, I think, in ways.
Really?
Let me tell you. Okay. Let me elaborate.
All right.
Crack rock, as well as love,
yep,
is intense.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive.
Sure.
Sometimes hard to find.
Wait, is it expensive?
Can be.
All right.
You buy it in large amounts.
Okay.
Also, some people will suck dick for it.
Yep, that's true.
Doesn't sound much different than love, right? Boom.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, man. Who else? Oh, Tiger and Ellen. Ellen
Norgeren.
Norgeren. Oh, it's Ellen.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch. Oh,
yeah.
Exotic white woman stuff. Yeah. There's no such thing.
She got a lot of money. And then she got even more money going with the new guy.
Well, she got a lot of money when she married him. You know what that bitch was before Tiger?
What?
Jesper Parnevich's maid. Jesper Parnevich is another golfer on the PGA Tour.
Correct.
She was his maid.
Yes.
Tiger married the help.
Yes.
If anybody, there's an entire world and mainly white people out there laughing at Tiger because if anybody knows not to marry the help, it's white people. Fucking marry the help.
Sure.
What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? Shit. But you know who else doesn't work out?
Who?
Or didn't work out?
Who doesn't work out?
This was a pretty big relationship. It might have been on the news, TMZ. Where else would you have seen it? CNN.
CNN.
It
definitely.
Was big.
Yeah.
Ski Ray and anyone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Never works out.
Yourself.
All right. Okay. All my relationships tend to end up in jail time, charges filed, you know, Instagram blocks. That's how you know it's serious when
that's
you get blocked. When you
reals.
Get blocked on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Oh man, that bitch is mad.
Yeah.
Here's, take this. You can't see any of my social media.
Unfriend.
Women are like children sometimes.
Annoying?
Yeah, right. Men can, that's our right. Men can be annoying too, though. It goes both ways.
Sure.
All people act childish at times.
Except for us.
Speaking of children, though.
Yep.
You working on having kids?
not working on it at the moment.
Fair enough. I respect that because I'm over it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm ready for my son Royce. He's about to be 3 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for him to just ask me for $300 for a special doctor's visit with his girlfriend already.
Sure. Well, 3 years old, that's like a year away from working, so, right?
Right. Yeah.
He's good.
I mean, I'm going to give him his first drink in, next weekend or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Work. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I want him to just grow up and ask me already, what are these red bumps on my dick, Dad? You know what I mean?
Why does my penis itch?
Steal my nudie magazines, Tell me you hate me and you want to move out. I mean, all the things that regular teenagers say to their parents. Right. I'm trying to go through all that type shit.
Before.
Right. Let's take a quick break.
You want a quick break?
My dick itches.
You know what? Let's do some crack.
Dick itching break.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
So we're back from the break.
We are.
Kind of come back with one of our more popular segments, Latex Convos.
Correct.
Everybody likes Latex Convos.
They just like pounding, you know?
Not everybody likes latex, though.
Smeeshing vagina.
Me, for one. Hi, my son, Royce.
Condoms, am I right?
Yeah. So let's get this going. Hey, Royce DeCapo, can you set the mood in this motherfucker?
Yeah, let's go ahead and drop these motherfucking lights and set the mood in this bitch.
All right.
Rape.
All right, so first thing I want to start talking about here in the latex convo section is worst pickup lines.
Like worst best?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
We even asked some of our fans to chime in on and give us some ideas as far as some worst pickup lines that they've heard. I want to give a shout out to a fan who's been following us for a long time.
This was a good one. Yeah.
Ashley Harper.
This was I peed a little when I read it.
What's up, baby? Anyways. I've seen your picture. She left a comment and said that one of the funniest lines she had heard. She has a twin sister.
She does.
Someone came up to her and said, "Welp, looks like I've got a backup plan if I strike out with you." And I, for one, will say the same thing. So holla at me, or for sure have your sister holla at me. Thank you.
Either one.
But some of the worst pickup lines I've heard. Well, you go first. You got any pickup lines?
Of course I do.
Yeah, let me hear some.
All right, let me see.
Well, I'll start.
You start.
Some of the worst pickup lines that I've heard. How do I say this? Let me go. Oh, okay. I heard, "Hey, baby, let me put my dick in your ear so you can hear where I'm coming from."
I'm going to use it. Yeah. I'm going to say that.
You got one?
Yeah. Okay, let me just say this first. Okay. I don't need to use pickup lines.
Okay.
Obviously.
Your good looks.
Right.
Yeah. Very overbearing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'll just give you some of these.
Okay.
Okay. You want to have great sex? No. Come to my house, baby.
I got one.
Okay.
Kind of on the same line.
All right.
Play along with me. Be the woman.
All right. I'll be the woman. Perfect. In a girl voice.
Yeah. Okay. Do it. Excuse me, miss. Do you have the internet?
I do not.
No? Perfect. Well, in that case, in no way am I a sexual predator. I am a stand-up citizen, and I would love to take you out to dinner to Sizzler.
Sizzler. Right. More importantly, I think you just hit on, an old Southern woman.
I might have.
That's how it just sounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You got one?
I do.
Go.
You like dragons?
I do.
Because I'll be dragging my balls across your face.
All right. Minor, am I rapey?
A little. I mean, from what we've heard, rape-esque.
I'm very aggressive.
That's all right.
Here's another one.
All right.
And these are all from my little black book.
Okay.
Hey, beautiful, you single? Good. Bitch, don't play with me. Get in the goddamn car.
Another rape one. That's all right.
That's enough. Yeah, let's move on.
Oh, I got one more.
Oh, you got one?
I got one more.
Please give it to me. All right. Not heterosexual.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You know how I got these biceps like Michael Phelps?
Oh.
Swimming in vagina.
Okay. What up, Ashley Harper? All right. So, on average, how long would you say you go sexually?
Average?
Yeah.
I don't know. A song? 3 minutes?
What song? Yeah, there's not, a long one?
It's not going to be an R. Kelly song, I can tell you that.
Okay. On average, for me, too, I would say that it's kind of tough to say, because I really just kind of like ride the wave. I do what's necessary to get the job done.
Correct.
Like, if I'm coming in, I'll clock in for 8 hours if I need to.
Would you?
Full day's work.
Really?
Or... if you give me the green light and say be quick, I will quick draw McGraw that ass. I'll be a huckleberry motherfucker.
If she says be quick,
yeah,
I'm done. By the time she says quick.
Seriously, what's your record?
Oh, okay. I do have a record for this one.
Please go.
This is constant, okay?
Yes.
1 hour, 1 minute, and 4 seconds. Thank you, daylight savings.
Incredible. what's my record? I'd say I've probably fucked for nearly 2 hours, probably over 2 hours.
2 hours of thrusting?
Yes, maybe more.
Jesus.
But that's just because only reason I know it was for that long is because I remember putting a turkey in the oven, and when I started and when I finished, it was burnt.
It was so dry.
Some might say, oh, that sucks. Thanksgiving must have been terrible that year. Nope. I just fucked. Thanksgiving was incredible.
For 2 fucking hours.
Right. What about, what are some of the weirdest things that a chick has said to you during sex? And by a chick, since you've only been with your wife, what are some of the weirdest things your wife has said?
Hold on a sec, I gotta poop. No, she never said
that. Okay.
She never said that. It would go limp so fast.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
I think the weirdest thing a chick's probably said to me is, you make me purr.
What?
Yeah. I was on top and she was on the bottom and she looked me in the eyes, no blinking, and said, you make me purr. I was like,
two questions. Was she a cat?
Uh-huh.
Or was she retarded?
Could have been a mixture of both, a retarded cat, because I was like, bitch, are you a bobcat? What the fuck? What are you talking about? I make you purr.
A retarded cat.
Felines, am I right? Do you want some milk in a bowl, bitch?
Booty tank style.
Fucking purr.
You're welcome.
How about the weirdest thing you've ever came on, intentionally or unintentionally?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Unintentionally, my steering wheel.
Okay. Whoa. Go on.
Well, I had sex in my truck.
Uh-huh.
And I just was like, move, 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 move. And ba-boom.
Didn't want to get it in there, huh?
No. Okay. No. No kids right now.
You're saving so much money by doing
so
that.
So much.
So much money. Children are expensive.
Yeah.
As much as I've spent on my son, I probably could have bought, like, an exotic giraffe and, like, had, like, acreage of land for him to roam around in and do giraffe things.
What do they do?
Instead, what does a 3-year-old do?
A giraffe.
Giraffes do, like, eat leaves and, like, hop around and,
sounds
like...
Sounds awesome.
What's a giraffe sound make? I would say...
Is that it? I think both of you are wrong.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think it's like...
Giraffe. Weirdest thing I've came on, though.
Yep.
And allow me to explain.
I hope it's not a man.
My shoulder.
Okay. What?
This chick was giving me head, right? And so I'm laying on my back.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be nice to, like, give her the heads up and say, hey, I'm about to come.
Okay.
Very gentleman-like of me.
That's not rapey at all,
right?
So you're welcome.
You know, I could have just been like, surprise, motherfucker.
I got your back with the
but
right
no,
thing.
I felt, like, very giving that day.
Okay.
So I say I'm about to come. So this asshole proceeds to time it just right to right before my dick spits African-American fury of cum. She lets my dick go, and it, like, slaps back to my stomach and shoots my load directly at me. And this thing is in, like, it's happening in slow-mo, like I'm watching a sci-fi movie. I see it coming at my face. I move in just enough time to where I don't blast myself in the face.
Neo style.
Basically gave myself a pearl necklace. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. I mean, the sex was good, but the ending
right.
was like Gone Girl. Very, very unsatisfying. You ever done it at your parents' house?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, tons.
That's so awesome. I wanted to do that just because, like, it was almost like trying to do it in public. I know, like, oh, this is dangerous. I could get caught type of thing.
I just locked the door.
But that's why I never could do it, though, because, well, I'm talking about when we were younger.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to have a girl in my room and lock the door type of thing.
You know
what I mean? So it just wasn't possible for me to sneak and have sex with a chick in my house because my dad.
Okay.
My dad has nigga ears. Let me explain what nigga ears are.
Please explain.
Here's what these are. Have you ever accidentally like banged a pot in your kitchen?
Like while you're cooking? No, I've never accidentally banged. Okay, yeah. When right. I'm cooking, okay, yeah.
Well, while I'm cooking, yeah. If I accidentally bang a pot, you know what happens?
What?
Samuel L. Jackson pops his head in my window and says, "You niggas cooking."
Is that what he does?
Yeah. Such good ears. Those are nigga ears. My dad has nigga ears. Matter of fact, my dad heard me writing this joke and texted me and said, "Don't you do it, nigga." I'm sorry. Let's take a quick break. My herpes is inflamed.
Your penis is like Sam Jackson.
What?
It's in everything.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the drunk say?
I'm on your fuck. Oof. Ah.
What the drunk say?
I'm not one that judges penises.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can't understand what.
What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay? Oh, let me, see some,
What the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
All right, we're back.
Yep.
Got a conjugal visit set up.
Why do I always have to be the girl?
Got a special guest for you. He's out on bail.
Yep.
He's an ex-con. He's looking at me pretty scary like right now.
I just describe just a little bit of him.
He looks like Samuel L. Jackson if he had anger problem. Right. His parole officer does not approve of him being here. He didn't listen to him. But I feel like you don't get to prison by listening to people. So he said, fuck it. I'm coming to do the show.
He's staring.
Right
now.
Oh, he is. Can you feel it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are profusely sweating.
Definitely.
I know I am.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, now is actually a good time before we continue on with this show. Yep. Everybody just check your pockets. Purse
your money.
Make sure you have all your personal belongings because this nigga's quick with it. You have no idea what you have missing right now. But yeah, no, he's actually a good friend of mine, relative actually.
Yeah.
One of my favorite family members. I hate lots of family.
You're saying that because he's here.
I hate lots of family, but I really love this family member.
Sure.
He's stolen from me, so you know he's legit. Dude, say what up to everybody.
Hey, first off, man, don't ever refer to me and Samuel L. Jackson in the same sentence. Second, I told you I'd get you motherfucking money for your speakers back. This ain't got to you.
You stole my entire sound system.
Nigga, I said I'd get you money back. You didn't need it.
Fair enough. Well, help our listeners out. Just kind of tell us, how'd you get to prison, man? How long did you go for?
Total about 5 years.
You went to prison for 5 years?
Five years, two stretches in two different countries.
Yeah, talk to me about that. Where'd you go to prison at?
Started out in Kingston, Max, then on down to Joyceville Penitentiary in Ontario.
So you went to prison in Canada?
Yep.
For how long were you in Canada?
About 30 days before they got me.
Wait, you were free for 30 days before they got you?
Nigga, I ran from here. Why you think I was there?
You ran across the border.
What the fuck else am I going to go? You going to stay here?
There's another border.
Yeah, why didn't you choose Mexico?
I don't speak no Spanish, motherfucker.
Okay. So you went to prison for 5 years. I'm a pretty sexual dude, so obviously...
Hey, man.
No. Hold on. How much masturbation went on?
Man, it's prison. What kind of question is that?
Does that mean a lot, or
nigga,
you had lots of other options? I mean, help me out
here.
That was
the only pussy you was getting in there, man.
Uh-huh.
So you got it every day.
Okay.
In the shower, sometimes on the bus when you was traveling and shit. Didn't matter where you was. When you got the feeling, you handled your business.
Really? Damn. You didn't care who was watching?
Yep. The fuck? They doing it, too.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's got to be, right?
Dog eat dog out there, huh? Okay, well, then my next question to you is going to be... How do I say this?
In English, motherfucker.
I've seen Oz once or twice, so don't lie to me. How much butthole sex happened while you were in prison? True. I just want to know.
All right, let me tell you, man.
Ooh.
You ever refer to me in butthole sex in the same sentence? And we're gonna have a problem.
Okay.
Second.
So you're not denying.
I ain't what?
All right.
Listen, personally, I don't get down with that shit. But okay, there were some motherfuckers in there. Then you got to think about it from a perspective. Now, everybody, let's take a break from what you're doing over here real quick.
Uh-huh.
So I can break you down on some real shit.
Okay.
If you was doing life in prison, you're never going to see the outside. No pussy, no nipples, no booty. You're never going to lick another clip.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. The motherfucking man might get looking good to you, man.
Start looking a little attractive.
That's when that motherfucker start licking the lips at okay. you. Okay.
I'm liking that goatee there. Okay. All right. Now, in your free time, like, tell me, I know they've got weights and that type of thing in the yard and that type of
no
thing.
No weights so, on the yard, right?
Oh, well, how much is a gym membership in prison? Was it like a carton of cigarettes, or did you pay with two honey buns? Or, like, how do you get access to the weights?
About an ass whooping, man. You focusing?
You got an ass whoop to get
no,
on?
I'm saying it's about an ass whooping. Are you focusing?
Uh-huh.
On you.
Okay.
Keep fucking me, man.
Well, so you went to prison for 5 years. We haven't actually even told our listeners. What did you go for? Like, tell us a story how you got there.
All right. Well, first off, I didn't do it. Second.
Bam. Second. Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
Only man, the only guilty man in Shawshank.
He was just trying to fool you, Mike. You know? Now, I'm going to tell it like it really happened, all right? Let me tell that I didn't do it. First of all, I didn't do it.
Okay.
Second, right. I'm going to tell it as if I had done it.
Okay.
You know, OJ?
Please tell us that's if you had done it.
Oh, now, no. Okay.
Supposedly, I had walked into the establishment in which I was employed.
Okay.
Walked into the safe and stuffed probably about $14,070.67 in my pocket.
Supposedly.
Then I jumped on an airplane.
Uh-huh. You paid cash?
Private or commercial?
Commercial.
Commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
First class?
I did pay cash, motherfucker. How'd you know?
$14,000, just a guess.
Now, I jumped on an airplane, and then I flew to, supposedly anyway,
uh-huh.
I flew to Omaha, and then from Omaha on to O'Hare in
allegedly.
Chicago. Allegedly, of course.
Okay.
And then from there, they let me cross the border with no ID, no passport, uh-huh. and probably about 10 G's left in the bag.
Canadians
from
couldn't
Chicago?
Be more friendly.
From O'Hare in Chicago.
So
yeah.
You had to drive all the way up from Chicago to Canada?
What's up? What's wrong with this white boy, man?
No. Is that what's going on or no?
I fucking flew, man.
Oh, you flew. Okay, you flew.
Yeah.
To Canada.
Okay.
Okay.
I had like 10 grand cash.
Okay.
Supposedly.
So you get to Canada, allegedly.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
You allegedly get to Canada, then tell us what happens then.
Now I get to Canada, everything's cool, right? I'm a new man, little bit of money in my pocket, I'm in a new country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna change my name to Dick Dodge in this motherfucker. I'm good, right?
Okay.
I done
Dick
made
Dodge.
It, I got away.
Okay.
Dodge, then we get there, man, and it was just a never ending spiral of dope, pussy, strip clubs.
Uh huh.
And
well, I like everything about what you just said.
Canada.
You know that's what the fuck happened. I like everything about it too.
Okay. Kinda got you in trouble.
So I'm in the strip club and I still got some money. I'd been hustling and shit. I'd robbed a couple of other motherfuckers. I mean, at this point, I didn't committed a bunch of crimes in the state and skipped the fuck country. But
perfect.
To make, right?
Uh-huh.
Allegedly.
Right.
Now.
I already did one.
I'm in a strip club with these bitches. I'm going back to hotel rooms with them and shit. They loving me. They like Americans. I'm spending green money. Because they money funny than a motherfucker.
It
They're
is.
Purple
yeah.
and motherfucking green. And they got loonies and toonies. And
yeah.
I don't even know what the
yeah.
fuck that is.
I remember.
So we go back to the hotel. We go back to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Strip club getting ready to close, and there's this Iranian-looking dude in there.
Okay.
Now, these motherfuckers don't like the fact that I got 4 or 5 bitches over here, and they got one. But
okay.
And my fault, I'm spending green money. I told them, go change it in.
Spending $14,000.67 of green money. Allegedly.
No, allegedly, most. All right, now. So these dudes decide that when me and the bitch go outside to smoke a joint, because in Canada, for some strange ass reason, I was walking down the motherfucking street.
Mm-hmm.
On matter of fact, I was in Toronto, Rexdale. Now I'm walking down the street, allegedly,
mm-hmm.
smoking a motherfucking joint on the street they call Queen Street. Nothing but bars, hookers, bitches, and cocks out there, man. Oh, hey.
Sounds nice.
Hey, that's some bad bitches up there.
Okay, I know. I lived there for a while.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So we're outside the strip club. Me and this bitch are smoking a joint. This dude decided to come out there and he want to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm already running. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fuck it. We went at it, man. And back at that same strip club 3 days later, chasing a piece of pussy. What got me locked up? Had I just gone by my business?
Now, got
you. Been all good.
So, now, when you say got you locked up, what happened to this man that you got into it with?
Oh, shit. Allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
I wasn't gonna say nothing about it, but since you brought it up, fuck it. So I go, we get away, right? I fucked the dude up and I stabbed his homeboy. And then I get back to the casino and I'm in.
You decided after you stabbed someone to go gamble.
Fuck, I don't live there. Where the fuck else am I going to go? I ain't got no place to stay at this point.
Lay low is something I would consider.
Right. I ain't going back to my hotel room.
Okay, okay. Let's finish off the night. So, I mean, one stabbing, that's not going to ruin the night.
It was the Woodbine Racetrack and Casino. And I go outside to get in the cab. And guess who's driving the motherfucking cab?
Mm-hmm.
So a dude about got cut up. But
damn.
Allegedly. So allegedly, I don't even know if I'm going to tell you what I really did.
Okay.
You don't even want to know.
So that's what got you into prison in Canada.
Yeah.
So, because I lived in Canada, Canadians are known for being very, very generous, friendly. So I'm curious as to while you were in prison in Canada, was that pretty much just like spending the night at like your white friend's house? They pretty much let you do anything. Did they give you a nightlight? Like, they were pretty nice to you, right?
Fuck, I need a nightlight for
them. Well, because basically I imagine Canadian prison to be like a pretty much American community college.
Now, I will tell you this much. It was nice up there.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot nicer than here. Really? I mean, and then that was the first time in my life I had ever seen that news channel where the bitches be getting naked and taking off their shirts and showing their nipples and shit.
Right.
So
yeah.
So that's a real Canadian news station?
Yeah, man. First time I've seen that shit, right?
Where is that? What do I have to do? Online? Fuck.
I don't even know where you find it these days. Right, I don't be online.
Well, the food is kind of known for being bad in prison. Obviously, you're not.
No, you ever heard of a fucking pierogi?
Well, what was your favorite food to eat?
You ever heard of a pierogi?
No.
It sounds like a motherfucking transmitted disease in this bitch. But I'm going to tell you, it's this motherfucking potato-like thing that they boil. Now you know what Canada's like.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Was that your favorite thing to eat in prison?
No. My favorite thing to eat in prison?
Yeah.
We made hooch.
Hooch.
Shine.
Okay.
Get shined it off up. And everything. Because it was crazy to the motherfucker up there, man.
Yeah,
man. I mean, it was so crazy.
What was your job?
In Canada?
Yeah. Not in Canada. In prison. Let's not.
You just can't let that shit go. I'm trying to make like I'm a regular human being. You just gone. You're gonna keep throwing that shit out there.
Well, obviously, there's a theme here.
Yeah, but by now, motherfucker should have forgot.
Okay.
Now, so while I'm in prison,
okay,
allegedly, the worst thing I'm gonna say about the place was I worked in the kitchen for a while, and now while I was up there, I became Muslim. I don't really want to get into that conversation with you.
Okay.
Because I don't want motherfuckers to think that I got my pilot license and shit. So we're just going to leave that one alone.
Right. Yeah. September wasn't that long ago. It's probably a good
you know
thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I worked in the kitchen for a while, so that was cool. But when I was rolling with the Muslims, it was cool, man. It was gravy. They didn't mess with you.
Yeah?
They didn't mess with you at all. Now, the fucked up part was, the real fucked up part was, I had went over the border.
Uh-huh.
They let me through the border. No ID. No passport and over $10,000 in cash.
Officials right. let you through the
officially
border?
Let me through the motherfucking border. Holy stamped a piece of paper, shit. Suck a dick and you home, son. Allegedly. They let me through allegedly. The motherfucker after 9/11.
Yeah. All right. I feel safe. I feel safe.
Yeah, right. Good job, Borders.
Yeah, appreciate that. Okay, all right. Well, I guess the last question then that I've got for you, and then I'm going to go ahead and let Mike. Mike's got some questions for you, too, as well.
The white boy?
Yeah, yeah.
The white one.
Right, the white.
The great white buffalo.
Yeah. So while you were in prison in Canada then, did they make you, or even, I know you did some time here in America, too. Did you have to, like, choose a side when you went? Like, I understand, you know, prison is very, very segregated, like, from what I understand, blacks aren't hanging out with white people and, you know, watching TV and hanging out.
No, that ain't true.
No?
Nope. I don't know nothing about it. But let me tell you, if I did know something about it, this is how I would go. Now, in Canada, there is no, how you say, it? I'm high now. Nigga.
Racism?
There's no segregation.
Okay.
Nice.
But down here... Oh, it's white and black and Mexican. All today, motherfucking sales, man.
Okay. So Martin Luther King would have worked at McDonald's had he been born in Canada, is what you're saying. Pretty much.
He couldn't be Martin Luther King if he was Canadian, you racist motherfucker.
All right, I'm going to let Mike get in here. Mike, you got some questions for duty?
Damn.
I have so many questions. Question number one. So, like, if I was in prison with you, or jail, whatever, Would you like to give me a second look? I mean, do I smell pretty good or like...
Did you just ask me if you smell good?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh. Like in a very heterosexual way.
Hey, man, first y'all got me in here drinking this fruity-ass beer. Man, you ask me questions like that?
Yeah.
You know, I just really like to keep it professional. No, I mean, you know, straight up, if you was in there and I was in there,
we'd lock
eyes. And it really depends. Think about it this way. Let's talk about Arizona for a minute.
All right.
You got
all right.
1, 2, 3, 4, and some would say 5 yards, like the shoe, the special handling unit and shit.
Okay.
Those are the real sick motherfuckers, but you need to be specially handled and shit. They got to go through processes right. To deal with your ass. But, for example, I was on a 1 yard when I was here. And that place is cool. It's cool to the motherfucker. I sat on a white boy's bed.
Really?
Yeah, like that's some shit you don't do in a 2, 3, or 4 yard. No, fuck no.
You, sound
like,
don't,
well,
you don't
fuck up. If he that white boy don't fuck you up, if he don't smack the shit out you for sitting on his bed, then his people gonna fuck him up and your people gonna fuck you up.
I would last literally one day in prison.
I'd last a day. I'd last no time.
Nah, man, you be alright. You got a nice ass.
It's true, I do. It is true, I do.
Bang my head against the bars until I die because I,
It ain't really that bad, man. Okay. The biggest thing about prison is you got to respect yourself and respect other people. And that's number one. And two, and number three, you got to fight sometimes, man. Sometimes naked.
Naked fighting.
No.
Is that a real thing? So here's my real first question. Was there like a guy, like, I mean, okay, I've seen The Longest Yard, okay, and like Con Air, all right.
The Longest Yard.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Was there like a guy like looking to get pounded, or like a guy like to pound somebody?
No.
When I say pounded, I mean touching butts. You know what I mean? That's pounding, right?
You know, you're an awkward fella, man.
Is that?
No, I mean, yeah, there's some motherfuckers in there who are fuckboys, man. They like dick as much as the next bitch.
Okay.
I mean,
so it's like
there's some motherfuckers in there who don't. And there's some motherfuckers in there you never know.
It's there like LA Fitness there.
Yeah, just a little more black people.
Tell me what the showers were like. Not like, I mean, I don't want to hear it like that. I'm saying, what were the showers like? I mean, were you like on constant guard, like butt cheeks flexion?
No, motherfuckers don't get down like that. I mean, you know, there's the occasional rape scene that happens in there.
You passed over that so fast. I mean, that was.
Well, I want to sit here and talk about
the occasional rape. But you know,
y'all got me in this motherfucker talking to y'all and shit, and all this motherfucker wants to talk about dick. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying.
I have a lot of.
No, I mean that shit happens in there, man. I mean, there's nothing you can do. Like I was telling Ski Ray, man, you take somebody who's in prison for life, you ain't never gonna see pussy again. But I tell you what, you can see the next closest thing to it.
The San Francisco vagina.
Allegedly. No.
Allegedly. Oh, that was the best answer.
Is the soap connected to a string, or is it just freehand? Like you're
I think that if you walked around in prison with some soap on a string, I think they'd kick your ass just because.
So you are taking the chance that you drop that bad boy.
You can drop the soap all you want. For the most part, you don't really shower altogether. Like, I don't have to take a shower while I'm washing my dick. This other nigga washing me wash my dick. I mean, anything like that.
Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's TV and shit.
I mean, like I said, I've seen The Longest Yard, so I mean, I think I'm kind of a professional.
I may as well have been in prison.
Right. I've seen it like 3 or 4 times, so.
The original or the Adam Sandler version?
I've seen them both.
Okay.
Grow up.
Which one do you like better?
Oh, the original, because my cousin, my second cousin was in it.
You know, the white boys always back up Bert, you know what I mean? No matter what.
Wait, are you backing up Adam Sandler? Is that worse?
What do you mean? Adam Sandler's a Jew, man.
I love Adam Sandler.
I don't know.
Ain't he a Jew?
He's Jewish, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
I'm just saying.
The fuck I'm going to back up a Jew for? I ain't never done nothing.
So you are backing up the same one as me?
But it's Bert. I'm American, motherfucker. I'm Bert.
Okay, a more serious funny question. Can you still get drugs in there? And how?
Yes and yes.
How?
let me ask you a question, man. Yeah, if you're going through someplace where they're going to strip your neck, and every time you leave the yard and you go back on the yard, you have to take off your motherfucking clothes.
Right.
Move your tongue on them and lift your motherfucking arms up and then lift your ball sack up, pull the skin back on your dick, bend over and spread your cheeks. Okay. This is what they do.
All right.
Where you going to put the dope at?
Up your ass.
Up your butt.
You hoop that shit, right? And then when after somebody, and you don't know, God knows who had that shit up their ass,
right?
You buy a sack.
Correct.
And then you smoke the motherfucker, and you don't even think about the fact that somebody just had that up their ass, whether the bag broke or some juice was spilled in it. You don't even know. You know? But you smoke it because you racked up. You know?
Wait, you said hooped it.
Hooped it.
Like you shot it in there like
no,
Kobe?
No, that's just one of the terms I had heard, hooped it. You know what I mean? Because, motherfucker, let's move on, man.
No, this is good. I love this. This is what I'm into.
I'm so into boxing. You know, okay. Is there races in gangs, like race gangs in American prison? I know you said there wasn't in Canada.
I don't. Well, first off, I don't think there's no such thing as a race gang.
Well, you know
now,
what I mean.
Second,
you know what I mean.
Second, in prison,
right?
You basically roll with who you are. I mean, you roll with the woods. I'm black. I roll with the folks. The Mexicans, either you, depending on which type of Mexican you are, you roll with the Paisas if you want to speak English good. And if you're a California Mexican, you roll with the California Mexican.
Hey,
so I know you are half Mexican, half black, correct?
This
or
is true.
Close, right? Yeah, right. Who did you go with?
I roll with the niggas.
Okay,
not the black, because the black I don't guys. Represent, you know, La Raza or nothing like that. I'm Mexican for life. I like beans and tortillas. As next is the month.
Right.
The motherfucking next motherfucker. Right.
Very. I bean burrito. Yep.
I'm talking about real bean burrito, not this old Taco Bell shit, man. I grew up with my motherfucking granny. Man. She looked good.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do enjoy Taco Bell.
Taco Bell ain't even Mexican food. I don't even think they ever heard of no motherfucking nachos
Wait,
in Mexico.
What did you call California Mexicans?
They California Mexicans.
Okay, then it's California Mexican.
Mezkins, man.
Mezkin.
Mezkins.
Mezkins. Mezkins.
No, but you know, so in prison here, it's everybody, you know, gets the fibs and shit that it's like the TV and so on and so forth.
Con Air.
It's basically Con Air ain't never. It's basically like being at home.
Right.
With a whole new set of rules.
Okay.
In a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of motherfuckers that will fuck you up if you fuck up.
Okay. I don't like that. Here's a question. Let's say it was like a big octagon. Who would win?
That's hard to say.
You have to pick.
I tell you.
You have to pick.
The white boys got volume.
Okay.
The Mexicans got volume.
Right.
But the niggas got heart. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's kind of hard to say, mate.
Okay.
Kind of hard to say.
I gotcha.
That, I mean, it's interesting.
Right.
Because wait. Volume, volume, and
heart. Volume, volume, and heart. Now, I'll tell you, there's a bunch of crazy motherfuckers. No matter where you go. But for the most part, you don't really fight that often.
Well, I know.
Because everybody understands that we all fighting against the man.
Well, let me just say this real fast. If there was a world war, I'm going to Chinese's side because there's a fulfilling of
them. Bam!
There may be a whole bunch of them, but it ain't going to hurt that much if somebody threw 2 pounds of rice at you, is it?
Kung fu. They know kung fu. Last question. Conjugal visits.
Oh.
In Canada, yes.
Okay.
Ooh, really?
How are they?
Man,
give me the process.
In that motherfucker. I was in Canada. I ran from here. I ain't had nobody up there to give me no pussy.
They
don't bitches
just show
and strippers
up.
And shit. I stopped whole handing out cash. Them bitches left.
They don't just show up and like, hey.
No, you can't like call a hooker. This ain't no motherfucking 1-800-900 line.
I would imagine Canada.
No,
in
Canada on the real shit, you got to be married, and you can go out there and hang out for up to 7 days, and they stick you out in a little trailer that's fenced off and shit, and. You can bring your family and your kids and your dog and shit, and then you can fuck your wife and all kinds of shit. Those motherfuckers who I did 2 years with had them a baby and shit while they were in the motherfucker.
Awesome, children. You were conceived in prison.
That conjugal visit sounds a lot like My Name is Earl. That is intense.
That was fucking incredible. I really appreciate you coming out and telling everybody your story and putting up with this bullshit. If you ever go back, I promise I'll put so much money on your books.
Fuck you, man.
Where's my wallet?
Right. I had a necklace when I walked in here.
You did.
Where's my beeper from 1992? Well, that's the end. I want to do some special shout outs before we get out of here.
Yep.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
Is it Johnny Five from
Johnny Five, the movie?
No.
Oh, the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He gave us a shout out a couple of weeks ago. Everybody go and follow him. He's on More Like Radio. Yeah. He plays real music.
He does.
Yeah, real music. Good shit. Mm-hmm. Holla at us. Matter of fact, Johnny, if you got you want to hear some beats from Royce Da Capo, we also got the hookup with some other producers. But also want to give some other special shout outs to all the convicts.
Yep.
OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
What up? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Charles Manson.
What up, bro? Oscar Pistorius. Do them 5 years, kid. We'll see you when you get out. Take care of them legs. Like you ain't got none. Also want to shout out Ray Lewis. Go Ravens and Murderers.
Also he got off. He's good.
Yeah, yeah. Also want to shout out my dad. I'm pretty sure the way that I was raised was attempted murder. Everybody else, be sure to follow us. Our Instagram, Official Deep V.
Yep.
Twitter, at Official Deep V.
Facebook.
Just Deep V.
Just Deep V.
Got some questions or want to, you know, maybe possibly want us to put a question or something you're talking about on air. Email us.
Email us.
What's our email?
We might put it on there.
Seriously.
Yeah. OfficialDV at gmail.com.
OfficialDV at gmail.com. Be like Ashley.
Yeah.
What's up, Ashley? Final shout out. I want to go ahead and shout out a very talented musician.
Yeah.
Pete Wilde. He does a lot of music for us. Did the smile coolest. Song for us. He's the coolest
the
dude
coolest
ever.
The coolest fucking guy I've ever seen.
He's the motherfucker that you want to follow him and sit down on the toilet seat in the public bathroom after he uses it.
Right.
In hopes to get some of his butt cheek talent rubbed off on you.
That's how you get talent.
Absolutely.
I don't know enough about science to disprove that.
Butt cheeks.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Royce Da Capo.
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and leave us with a little bit of Pete Wilde? Give us some new Pete Wilde. Leave us with that shit.
The new one.
Yeah.
Go ahead and drop the hot shit on you.
All right, DV.
In that little black dress and those pretty red shoes, who can walk away? Who can walk away from you? You make it so hard when you look the way you do. Who can walk away? Who can walk away from you?
Go, girl.
Come on, 'cause you know I can't walk away from you. Come on, 'cause you know I can't walk away from you. Little tight skirt, girl, you really worth the room. Who can walk away? Who can walk away from you? It feels so good when you do the things you do. Who can walk away? Who can walk away from you? Take me for a spin, why don't you take me for a ride? 'Cause baby, you know exactly what I like. I cannot deny it, I won't even try to lie. In that little black dress and those pretty red shoes, who can walk away? Who can walk away from you? You make it so hard when you look the way you do. Who can walk away? Who can walk away from you? Can't walk away from you.